This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. When you ask someone what it means to be an American, you'll likely get as many different answers for every person you ask. And that is the premise behind WUWM's new I'm an American series.
Because there's a renewed national dialogue going on about what makes someone an American, this series explores the American identities of people of color from various religious and ethnic backgrounds who are living here in our community.
Today, WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell speaks with Janan Najib of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition about her family's history in this country.
Well, I have a very interesting history because my paternal grandfather used to come to the United States as a merchant. He used to bring the Oriental carpets and different types of materials and artifacts to sell in the United States. And so he would go to a few different cities, but one of his main bases, interestingly, was Milwaukee. At that time, many times people would go to places or to cities where they knew there were other people from their city or other people that spoke their language from their heritage. And so there was a very small group of other individuals that lived in Milwaukee. And so this was one of the places that he would come to. And then he brought my father, who was his eldest child, here to the United States when he was about, I think, 15 or 16 years of age to continue his education and to also learn his trade. But about a year after my father came, my grandfather passed away, and he's actually buried in Pine Lawn Cemetery in Milwaukee. But my father remained here, continued his education, served in the U.S. Army. Then he went back overseas to Palestine. He got married. I was born there. My brother was born there. And then they decided that they were going to come to the United States for an extended visit. But then the war broke out in the Middle East, and the Palestinians that were outside the country were not allowed back in by the new Israeli government there.
And I understand you were a child at the time, but do you have any idea of what it must have been like for your family not being able to return home?
I grew up in a family that constantly talked about back home, constantly talked about Jerusalem, constantly talked about the oppression of Palestinians that was taking place, and their concern for family members and their concern for their land and their homes. So that was a constant part of our identity and our existence, and it continues to be.
So speaking of identity, when you talk about your own, how do you describe yourself? Is it by where you come from, your ethnic background, or by your career?
Well, I see myself as an American Muslim woman activist of Palestinian heritage. And so all of those are identities are what makes me me. That doesn't negate the fact that I also see myself as a mother and a wife and an educator. But I think that a lot of the time, those are the identities that I have to use every day.
So as an American Muslim woman, what are some of the misconceptions you find people to have about the Muslim faith?
I think there are probably two major misconceptions that I encounter. First of all, the idea that Islam is somehow inherently violent, the idea that it's different and not really related to any of the other faiths. So it's important for me to explain the Abrahamic heritage of Islam and its connection to Judaism and to Christianity and the concept of so many of the prophets and the figures that you find in biblical text is also found in the Quran, and explaining the concept of this monotheistic God that we believe in that is the same God for Christians and for Jews that follow the Abrahamic faith. And so understanding that and understanding the difference between what Islam teaches and what is happening politically in the world. The second major issue that I think that I often have to address is the concept of woman in Islam. People imagine, especially when they see women in traditional Islamic dress, that this must be some type of oppressive practice. Yes. And so, once again, I have to educate. Why, when we see a Muslim woman dressed conservatively, do we automatically assume that they are oppressed? Mm-hmm. Whereas we don't have a problem with the way Amish women dress, with the way Mennonite women dress, with the way Catholic nuns in most of the world dress, mm-hmm. with the way that Orthodox Jewish women dress. Why do we have a different yardstick? And so you feel that sometimes when you're talking about this with people that a light bulb goes off, that, wow, I just never thought of about it that way. And so what we have to look at is, well, let's look at Muslim women, just your neighbors, your colleagues. You know, they're highly educated. Many of them are working. They're family women. They're outspoken. They're involved in their schools. So why don't we ask them, you know, why don't we learn from them?
You talk about the traditional dress of Muslim women. Do you have an experience where you were looked at differently or faced prejudice because of how you dressed?
Most of the circles that I'm in, I really haven't encountered a lot of prejudice, but I can say that definitely there are certain places that I will go that people will be much more friendly than other places. And it's simply because of the way that I'm dressed. And I know it's because of the way that I'm dressed. That hasn't bothered me because I will always find a circle to be with. And I tend to gravitate towards groups that are more social justice oriented and involved in these types of things. But I think one incident that stands out in my mind was actually a number of years ago when my husband and I went to a Packers game, and I was wearing a green and gold scarf, and I had gone to go to the restroom, and I was coming out of the restroom, and a woman, very large woman, started just shouting things at me, saying, you know, this is America. We don't dress this way. And making comments like this. And I was pregnant at the time. And so I'm very outspoken. But the way she was sort of in my face concerned me that if I was going to do something, you know, here I was about 7 months pregnant. I think what bothered me more than her stupid remarks was the fact that the people around her stayed silent. So this, I think, stood out for me that silence, it means you're a part of the problem. And so I did then respond to her because I don't like to let things like that pass. And I said, so what does an American look like? You know, and I said, and what is an American dress like? And, you know, this was a woman, and I don't want to stereotype because there are a lot of great people that have tattoos, but she was tattooed all over, you know, and she was in these large blue jeans that were practically falling off of her. And so, and I looked at her and I was just like you, you know, I probably could have said something nicer, but so I just then decided to walk away, but I kept sort of looking over my shoulders because, as I mentioned, I was pregnant and I really did not know what to expect. But it wasn't what she said. It wasn't the fact that we do expect stupidity. I mean, stupidity is not against the law in this country. But what bothered me more was the fact that there were at least 20 people standing around and not a single person said anything.
So how do we combat that? What do we say to people who have that sort of prejudicial, racist thinking in this country about the Muslim community?
You can identify a Muslim as much as you can identify an American. They come in all colors, all races, all ethnicities. So, you know.
With that being said, going forward, when you hear the phrase, I'm an American, what does it mean to you?
That we are part of this great salad bowl, where we all have our distinct identity, whether it's our ethnicity, whether it's our race, whether it's our religion, whether it's our political ideology. But at the end of the day, we all are under the same constitution, living in the same country, in this democracy together. Being an American is a source of pride, and I think that whenever we travel anywhere, at least when I travel outside the country, I wear it very proudly that I'm an American. And I think we want to be sure that what happens in our country is also something that we're all proud of. And so it becomes a responsibility for all of us to work towards the kind of America that all of us can be proud of.
That was Janan Najib of the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition sharing her story of her American identity. WUWM's I'm an American series will be featured throughout the year.